Well, not only has she been doing the math, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. She is a retired OB nurse from, she worked over in Cape Girardeau for many years, and then she became a nurse at Shope. Mm-hmm. Along with that, she's always helped anybody in need. I don't care if Joe Blow died and that family needed something. This lady just has always went out of her way. Whenever COVID struck, you know, she had mixed emotions. She's an old nurse. She understands infection, you know, infection control, infectious diseases. She knows it all. So whenever this happened, she went to her sewing room, and she just started turning out the masks. And many of us went to her for them because we knew if anybody was making a good quality mask, it had to be Karen.
Yeah.
So this woman, I'm telling you, she has the money. She will not accept a dollar for any of these. She's taken this upon herself, and many of us have literally made her take some money, you know, to replenish.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she came out of Cape Walmart last week, and this elderly gentleman, as I said, you know, he stopped her, and his wife, I guess, was in the car, and he asked her where she had got this mask. And she told him, she said, you follow me to my car, where she gave him, I thought she told me, four. Anybody, I don't care what walk of life, what color, you know, race, anything, she has given these away. And as of last, I met with her, it's been a week and a half ago, she was at 509. This is just the type of person she is. I bet she doesn't sleep 4 hours a night, because she is always busy doing something. And I've never met a more kind and caring person than this woman.
Well, I'll tell you about mask making, because I decided in my, I don't know, grandiose ideas that I would learn how to sew during all of this stuff. And so I went to my dad's, and we did an exchange on the front porch, and he gave me one of my mom's old sewing machines. And my record so far, I've turned out 3 masks in 1 day. That's my record. So when I hear stuff like this, it really just warms my heart. And I think, man, Karen Boyd down there in Jonesboro, she deserves, she's already earned her angel's wings, hasn't she?
She has. She truly has. She really has. She's a very, very kind person. And I mean, she's just the epitome of what we need and what we want in this world, and especially going forward nowadays.